I am so tired of being the good girl. The one you can depend on, the faithful friend, the girl who laughs at your bad jokes, the one who nods as you complain about your day and listens as you talk about your girlfriend, how hot she is, how amazing she looks with your cock in her mouth, the girl who pretends to relish these intimate details that you feel you can't share with anyone else. We've known each other so long, we know the best and the worst of one another. The secrets, the truths. And over the years, I've gotten so good at pretending. Because that's what good girls do. Good girls pretend to save the other person from being uncomfortable. I'm the girl who has to pretend that she doesn't think about kissing you. About stroking your cock through your pants. I'm the girl who has to pretend she doesn't fantasize about you when she's under her covers, touching herself until she's quivering all over. Wet and meaty and aching for you. God, I'm so tired of glancing into the mirror and seeing that wide-eyed, naive face blinking back at me. With the pink in my cheeks as I imagine your hands in my hair. And the sound of your body slamming into mine. That low, guttural sound of your moans against my neck. I'm tired of looking into my lingerie drawer and seeing pale pinks, powdered blues, soft yellows, ugh, virginal whites, innocent colors, sweet, delicate, that's how you see me, isn't it? Sweet and delicate. And, I mean, why wouldn't you? I've never been comfortable being anything but the good girl. It was the role I was destined to play. Perfect grades, perfect job, perfect smile, perfect life. To look at me, you'd assume I await my Prince Charming atop a majestic white steed. But there's always been that bit of something sinister in me. Something I don't readily admit. That slow darkness at the edges that I try to ignore. But that darkness urges me to give in. To surrender. The whispered voice that tells me to just go for it. To make you want me to be bad. And today, I'm so tired of fighting it. I am so tired of being good. I want to be bad. I want to know how it feels to be wanted like that. The bad girl that men want to fuck as she walks by them. The girl that men touch themselves to in private as they fantasize about her riding their cocks. The ones they want to ruin. But I don't just want any man. I want you. I want you to come over for dinner, thinking it'll be another night of talking and video games. I want to answer the door wearing a garter belt and stockings, a lingerie set of the deepest black. My lips a full crimson kiss, and heels that make my legs go on forever. As you drink me all in, your female friends, your eternal confidant, your buddy, I want to take the elastic out of its customary ponytail and let my hair tumble over my shoulders in soft waves. I want you to inhale the sweet scent of my hair, admire the swell of my chest, the hardening nipples showing through the sheen of the bodice. This is an outfit made for ripping and tearing off. I don't want you to hold anything back. You don't have to be gentle with me. Tonight, I want to be bad. Tonight, I want to be yours. I shouldn't want this. You're with somebody else. She makes you happy. I see the smile when you talk about her. The way you lick your lips when you're recounting your sexual race. I shouldn't want that same tongue between my legs lapping and tasting. I shouldn't want to run my hands through your hair as you grip my ass in your strong hands and devour my pussy. Good girls don't want taken men. But tonight I'm not a good girl, am I? Tonight, I'm your wanton woman. The one who doesn't want anything but you. All of you. I want your voice in my ear, rasping about how much you wanted this too. Your mouth on mine, drowning me in lust-fueled kisses. I want your fingers moving under my lingerie to feel the soft, warm touch of my skin. I want you insistent, pulling the bodice from my frame completely and hearing my whimpered moans as your mouth finds a grateful nipple. Then I want your hot mouth on my hip, your fingers hooking around my panties and tearing them from my body. I want you kissing my dripping pussy, tasting the sweetness you've caused there. Don't stop. But you know what I really want? That cock of yours that's been twitching this entire time. I want you to bury yourself in me. I want you to pin me to the bed and spread my thighs and drive your cock completely inside me. I want to gasp at the feel of you filling me completely. My pussy gripping you tightly as you rock against me. I want you to be rough, fucking me harshly, watching my tits bounce with every movement of your hips against mine. Yeah. Faster. I want you to want me more than you want her. I want you to fuck me in the ways you can't fuck her. Need me the same way I need you. I want you to feel me. I want every part of you. I want you to come hard, so hard that it makes you dizzy. I want our moans to reach a fever pitch, our bodies pulsing against one another in rapture, helpless to the pleasure that's taking us over. And I want us to keep doing this over and over until we are finally sated. Until our mouths are swollen from needy kisses and every inch of our bodies explored by one another. And so, until you tell me you want me, I listen to your problems. I'll smile and support you. I'll be the good girl. That is, until you want me to be your best.